Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it's going down on today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. Amen. Glory to God. This is an awesome day. Hallelujah. And we need to give thanks to the Lord each and every day, because he is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. If you can just strike up a praise and lift your hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And see what he will do. Hallelujah. When you begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The demons start to tremble around you, good God Almighty. All those obstacles and all those trials and troubles that's coming to bother you, hallelujah, they got to get out of the way. Glory to God, hallelujah. But you know what happens most of the time? We forget, hallelujah, that God is still in control. He ain't left the throne, hallelujah. He's still right there. Although he sits high, he still looks low, and he sees what his people go through. Hallelujah, glory to God. But guess what? He said, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but I, put yourself there, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, I can get delivered, because God said he can deliver us out of them all. Glory to God. So don't ever forget that, hallelujah. You know, sometimes we lose track of who's really in control. Glory to God. But understand, hallelujah, he's still in control. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what's happening. Hallelujah. He's still in control, in control. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and take this call. I have a call on the line. It's been on there for a minute, amen, before the show even came on. So I'm going to go ahead and take this call. Caller 770, you are live and on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Right?
Yes, I was calling in for prayer this evening.
Okay, could you tell me where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
And what's your prayer request?
Well, I have court next month. My ex-husband, it's a long story, he put me on child support. So I have court for that next month in Alabama. And I had breast cancer, but God has healed me, and I just had a mammogram on my other breast, because on my right breast I had surgery, so they took that breast. So I had a mammogram on my left breast this past week, and I just need peace of mind regarding the results, that the results will be normal.
Father God, you have heard the request, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, O God. Father, we know, Lord, that nothing is too hard for you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, where the enemy come in, Lord God, like a flood, Lord, we know you'll raise up a standard against the enemy, O God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, Lord God, for all tests to be normal, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you can heal, Lord, and you can heal in an instant, O God. Father God, we speak healing over this young lady right now on the line in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you. Lord God, you said everything that concerns us, it concerns you. So we cast every care upon you, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord God, that you're a lawyer, God, in a courtroom, oh God. You're a doctor, Lord God, whenever surgery is needed, Father, in the name of Jesus. So Father, we decree and we declare, and we push every, Lord God, negative, Lord God, mouth that comes against her out of the way, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Now, even in the courtroom, oh Lord God, we know that you are mighty God and you can turn things around. So, Father God, we thank you that you're already turning them around, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you the honor, and we praise your holy name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's look for good results. Hallelujah. We know everything, amen, happens for a reason, but God is in every season. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for calling, caller. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God ain't never lost a case. He's still on his job. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we began to praise the Lord through every situation, not just for forgetting about him. You know, sometimes when things happen, we forget. Hallelujah. God is in the midst of this storm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have to take a rewind and say, hold up, wait a minute. No, devil, you ain't getting the glory. Because God don't share his glory with no one. So I'm going to give him glory. I'm going to give him praise on high till I can't praise him no more. You know, sometimes you don't open your mouth and begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you'll come and you'll hear shows after show after show, but there's no praise in the Lord. There's no, you know, you go back and you feel in the same way as you came on. But I want you right in your house to just lift your hands and praise the Lord, thy God, for all that he is and all that he can do. Because with God, all things are possible. He said nothing is impossible, but he is a possible God. We serve a possible God, not an impossible God. You know, with man, things may be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We're going to go ahead, amen, and get ready, get ready, get ready. Y'all ought to be fired up round about now. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and get into, amen, our message, because, amen, you know, the Lord is moving, so let's just keep on moving. We'll give the announcements over at the end of the show. Hallelujah. I don't want you to miss it. I don't want you to miss it. I don't want you to miss it. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, God, in a mighty way, Lord God, to come in like a flood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you can fix all aches. You can fix all pains, Lord God. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, oh my God, to trouble the water, oh God. Oh my God, to put healing in the water, healing on the inside, healing on the outside, Lord God. Knee pain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, there's someone who might be getting ready to have surgery, oh God. Lord, we ask you to give them peace that surpasses all understanding in the name of Jesus. Everything that the enemy tries to bring in their mind, Lord God. Lord, we know you'll make it right. We ask you, Lord God, to give them the right surgeon, Lord God, to give them the right anesthesia, Lord God, to give them the peace of mind that they need going in, Lord God, and coming out, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said you'll give them peace that surpasses all understanding. For nothing is too hard for you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to heal those who are having lower back pain on their left side, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to heal that pain right now. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. We cast it on you, Lord God, today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every knee pain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Every high blood pressure, in the name of Jesus. Let it regulate right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. No worries. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for your very soul, your very being, in the name of Jesus. He is a doctor that ain't never lost a case, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we're thankful and grateful for who you are, oh God. We lift your name up. We magnify your holy name on high, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we just give you the glory. We give you honor, and we praise your holy name. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord, to give those peace, Lord God, those that need the peace out in California, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we know, Lord God, that you're in the midst of the battle that they have went through. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we thank you because we know, Lord, that you'll give them comfort and peace, Lord God. And you'll give them the joy. Let them know, Lord God, that everything will be all right, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we praise your name on high. There's nothing like praising the Lord. Hallelujah. When you are having a bad day, just lift up your hand and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I can't make it without you. Lord God, where are you? Lord, I need you down here. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to praise you, Lord God, till I can't. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let nobody steal your praise. Hallelujah. All those that be around you, they may not want to praise the Lord. Glory to God. But I will praise the Lord all the days long. Glory to God. Don't let nothing steal your praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah, sometimes when you get around other people, they don't want to praise God and they don't want to go in the direction in which you're going. But guess what you need to do? You need to shake that dust off your feet. Hallelujah. And let them know, hallelujah, you ain't going where I'm going and you ain't going to steal my praise. Have you ever been somewhere, even on a job, in a job situation, hallelujah, you can be just feeling so good. You know the Lord is there by your side. You know that he is there with you. You know he's walking with you. He's supping with you, glory to God. Every step that you take, he's right there with you, glory to God. Then you can get around some of the sour people, and they say, well, how you doing today? You all right? Well, I'm okay. Glory to God. You just have to leave them alone, huh? Glory to God. You know, you try to sometimes pull them up. Hallelujah. But they don't want the same thing that you want. They don't want this God that you serve on the inside and you're trying to get on the outside. So you just have to leave it. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, touch their spirit like you touch mine. So they can praise you like I praise you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you can be around a people and it'll rub off on them, hallelujah, and there are some that just won't receive because they're afraid to receive, glory to God. Well, I don't want them to see me acting like this. I don't want them to see me, you know, in a good mood. I'm just going to look like I'm sour. I've been sucking on a limp, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, who wants that, hallelujah? Nobody, hallelujah, glory to God. Just tell them to move over out of the way. Get on. When you go into church, hallelujah, and you see over here on this side they're praising the Lord, good. Just get up, hallelujah, and go to the side in which they're praising the Lord. Just move on over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go to the side where they're praising the Lord, and you know, hallelujah, glory to God, they love the Lord. Don't sit right there and say, well, you know what, I can't do that. I can't praise the Lord like they're doing because, you know what, I don't want nobody to see me. I don't care, hallelujah. You could be riding down the road in your car, hallelujah, praising God, glory to God. Turn it up, kick it up, hallelujah, because this is the season, huh? And every season, hallelujah, God is in it, hallelujah. And for every season that you go through, hallelujah, he's in that season, hallelujah. He's in the springtime, he's in the winter, huh? He's in summer, he's in the fall, hallelujah, huh? When the snow is falling, glory to God, when the raindrops are coming, hallelujah, glory to God, when you cry sweaty tears all night, he's still in it, glory to God, hallelujah. So don't give up, hallelujah. Continue, hallelujah, to praise God outside of yourself, hallelujah. You know, there's nothing like praising the Lord until you can't praise him no more. Hallelujah. He said, I will praise the Lord. Remember, I spoke that on last Sunday, and he's bringing it back up to me. I will praise the Lord. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Well, glory to God. We talked about that on last Sunday. For some reason, he's bringing it back up. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to praise you, Lord God, if I ain't got enough. Hallelujah. Because I know you're God more than enough. Good God Almighty. You can give me enough of whatever it is that I need. Hallelujah. If I need more love, he can give it to me. Hallelujah. If I need money, hallelujah, he can give it to me. Hallelujah. If I need someone to just bring me some groceries, hallelujah, God can send that person by. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If I just need a little more hug from your Lord God, he can wrap his loving arms around me and say, daughter, everything will be all right. Oh, glory to God. You ain't got to worry. You ain't got to fret, because your Jesus ain't failed you yet. Good God Almighty, hold on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't nothing like praising the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we are people who don't praise God enough. But let me help you out here with this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Hey, glory to God. Okay, hallelujah. You ain't going to perish for nothing. You ain't going to perish, hallelujah. You ain't going to lack for nothing. If God can give us his only Son to buy us back, what can we give him? We can give him all the prayer, hallelujah, glory to God. We can give him all the praises, hallelujah. Don't let nobody steal it from you, hallelujah, glory to God, because he ain't going to hold no good thing back from you, hallelujah. So you can't hold nothing back from him, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't be shown and don't be shocked. It's time to come outside of yourself. He is with you all the way, whatever you're going through, whatever you got to go through. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. You know, like I said, we come on this line, amen, glory to God, Sunday after Sunday, hallelujah, glory to God. But do you take back and use what you get? Hallelujah. You got to use it. If you don't use it, hallelujah, it's no use. Glory to God. It ain't nothing, hallelujah. God going to hold back from you. Anybody who would give their only Son, hallelujah, you wouldn't give your only Son, hallelujah. You know you couldn't do it, hallelujah. It would be a hard thing for you to do. Some people say, I gave my children back to the Lord. But guess what? Hallelujah. My God, my God. They don't really give them back to the Lord. Hallelujah. Because they're always trying to fix them. Honey, you need to serve the Lord. Honey, you need to do this and do that. Glory to God. Let me help you out with all that. Hallelujah. I remember, hallelujah, a while back, I said, you know what, Lord? I know, Lord God, I need to give you my children, hallelujah, so you can fix whatever's going on wrong. Glory to God, this is live show, glory to God. And I said, okay, Lord, I give them to you, Lord God, so you can fix it, hallelujah, glory to God, whatever they need, whatever they're doing, hallelujah, glory to God, and however they're living, God, I know, Lord God, you, he said, if you put it in them, glory to God, it's going to be there all the way straight, they won't depart. Glory to God. And so when I gave them back to him, glory to God, I forgot both of their birthdays. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, I did. Hallelujah. And each one would call and they said, wait a minute, what's the day? I said, what's the day today? It's, you know, certain time. I said, okay. I said, what that mean? You know? I said, yeah, it is that day, Mama. You forgot my birthday. That's just how I gave them to the Lord. When I gave them to her, I gave them everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Yeah, you can help them along the way, but you don't have to press them along the way, because you know what you need to do? Stay on your bending knees and pray for them. Hallelujah. For God loved the world, and he gave his only Son. So can you give your children back to the Lord and let him deal with them? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And stop trying to think it all the time. You're stressing yourself. Hallelujah. You're weighing yourself thin. Glory to God. Trying to fix it. Hallelujah. Well, let him fix it. Glory to God. Because when you give your children back to the Lord, then they belong to you, to him. Glory to God. And let him fix it. Hallelujah. And stop always trying to, well, you know what? Listen, you need to go to church. Hallelujah. They'll get where they don't want to talk to you. Hallelujah. And they said you're going to tell them something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling y'all I know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But just move on out of the way. Hallelujah. This wasn't where I was going to go, but this is where the Holy Ghost is leading me, so we're going to go on with it. Hallelujah. So don't you know, hallelujah, he will bring them back. There's somebody who has some way with children. Hallelujah. They've gone their own way instead of going Jesus' way. Glory to God. But that's okay. Hallelujah. He's going to bring them back on this day. Hallelujah. They're going to be able to tell you something. Hallelujah. They're going to be able, hallelujah, to read the word, hallelujah. They're going to be able to break the word down so that you're going to say, good God Almighty, said I know it with God. Glory to God, hallelujah. You know, we just got to learn, hallelujah, how to give him what belongs to him. Glory to God, hallelujah. So if you believe it's in him, hallelujah, then guess what? He said, you ain't going to perish. You won't have everlasting life. But you know what? That's so hard for us sometimes to do. You know, The reason for that is because, amen, we can't physically touch him. But you know what? You can get physically closer to him, and then you can know, hallelujah, and feel him, hallelujah, glory to God. You can tell when he's in the room with you, glory to God. Huh? Oh, my Lord, yes, you can, glory to God. You can tell when he's on the scene, hallelujah. I hear you, my daughter. I hear you, my son. I heard your cry, glory to God, and I'm going to answer you by and by, hallelujah, glory to God. But you forget, hallelujah, and you sometimes you think, all you got to do is just ride down the road, hallelujah, a little bit and give these little cute prayers, glory to God. No, sometimes you got to spend some time with him, glory to God, hallelujah. You got to cut the news off, glory to God, and cut the TV off, and shut the phone down, hallelujah. Shut the Bluetooth off, glory to God. Shut them all down, hallelujah. And I'm just going to say, you know, if you listen to Marvin Gaye, shut him off too, glory to God, hallelujah. And Jesus will come on the scene, and you'll be able to hear and feel the presence of the Lord in your own home, hallelujah. He will bring deliverance to you, glory to God. Everything that you need is in him, hallelujah. You won't perish like a thing, hallelujah, glory to God. You got to have faith to believe that he's there. He is on the scene, hallelujah. He ain't moved, but we have moved, hallelujah. Anybody who would give their own, hallelujah, his only son, hallelujah, to bring us back, he got to love us so much that he wanted to see us saved, so we could have, hallelujah, forgiveness, hallelujah. We can repent of a people and come back to him, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, I run into some people, hallelujah, and they'll say, well, you know what, don't y'all believe that stuff, huh? Don't you believe that, and glory to God. But you know what you do, hallelujah, you walk on away and you pray and say, Lord, send somebody by that can help, Lord God, to feed these people here, hallelujah. It said one plant, hallelujah, one water, and God will bring the increase. And that's what you do. Don't get in confrontation with people about who he is and how you serve him and what you know, hallelujah. You know, don't waste your time, hallelujah, glory to God. But you can pray for him in your prayer time, glory to God, and he will, hallelujah. He'll do just what you ask. He'll send somebody by to touch him on the shoulder. They said, look here, hallelujah, glory to God, I'm here, hallelujah, glory to God, and this is what the Lord says, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't just say, well, you know what, you need to listen, you need to serve the Lord, hallelujah. No, don't do it, hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't do it, don't do it, and don't do it. He will send somebody by to help them, hallelujah, along the way, hallelujah, and they won't perish. But first, let me help you out. You got to believe, because he said, if you believe it, hallelujah, only begotten son, that whosoever believe. Are you that whosoever that believeth? When you believe it in him, you got to believe it in all things in the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you won't perish, but you'll have everlasting life. You can keep on going. Hallelujah. You will be the energizer bunny. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your battery won't run out. If you keep believing in him, your battery will not run out. Your covers won't be bare. Your bank account won't be bare. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know, so many times people spend more time in trying to get more stuff than walking by the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, I was looking at this show the other day, and I was looking at this male and this female, and they had all these deals. They said when they got married, glory to God, and they said between the two of them, I think they got about six jobs between the two of them, glory to God. And they stated that, well, yeah, we work all these jobs, true enough. We babysit and this and that, just all kinds of stuff they were doing. Between the two now, six jobs. And they also said, well, you know what, also, glory to God, we do pay our tithes and offerings. Well, yeah, I understand you paying your tithes and offerings, but where's God in all that? Glory to God, that's a lot of jobs. I wonder how much time can you give God with all six jobs? Glory to God, hallelujah. Paying your tithes and offerings is good. Fine dandy, but he wants you, glory to God. He wants time with you, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, you know, we talk about spirit. spending time with the Lord and praising him and lifting his name up on high all the time. But do you actually do it? Or every time, you know, hold up, wait a minute. There goes sales. Got to get it. I got to go. Glory to God. You spend more time at the sales, and I know everything's coming up now. You know, some Black Friday shopping, you know, some online, some in the stores. Hallelujah. I'm not knocking none of that. Hallelujah. Because I'll do my shopping too. Glory to God. But my thing is, I'll send somebody to do mine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know they're laughing now. Glory to God. But that's just how you do it. Glory to God. But you don't leave him out. Because if he gave his only son for us, then we got to spend time with him. You know, whatever, too much is given, much is required. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to spend time with him. You know, if you're so tired, the devil don't want you to spend no time with him, for real. Glory to God. Because he's going to make the phone ring. Hallelujah. He'll have somebody to knock at the door. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or he'll put something on your mind so you know what, I need to do this, and I need to do that, and I need to do this. You know what I learned, amen, along this walk? What, I don't need to do nothing but pray and seek the Lord. Glory to God. Because what I will do, amen, I say, okay, hold up. This is on my mind to do now. Let me go ahead and do that. Get it out the way. So when I go in the presence of the Lord, I'm over here, and all that mess won't come up on my mind. Glory to God. Saying, okay, you know you got to do this. You know you got to do that. You know, go ahead and do it. Get it out of the way. So, okay, now I'm going in, and I'm off to spend time with Jesus. Glory to God. That's what you got to do. You have to prioritize sometimes. You know, sometimes you just want to go ahead, and you want to do all these things and all these things, and then by the time you do all this stuff, glory to God, then guess what? You're tired. And then when you get ready to pray, what you going to do? Fall asleep. When you get ready to read the word, fall asleep. That ain't God. That's the devil putting you to sleep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know what? When you do all you got, then you come on, amen. So you know what? Now all is done. Now I'm not going to try to do no new stuff to try to get, amen, ahead of myself. I'm going to stop and breathe. Hallelujah. And let that go. Now, Lord, it's me and your time. Hallelujah. And spend that time with him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, you know, if he gave his son, hallelujah, for me, then that means I need to give myself, hallelujah, and spend time with him. You know, lifting the name of Jesus up and magnifying his holy name on high, giving him the glory and honor for all that he do, giving him glory and honor for everything that he done, giving God the praise, hallelujah. That's what we need to do. We are people who are being called, amen, I believe they spoke about it on Tuesday night, hallelujah, called back to prayer, hallelujah, because nobody wants to pray, but everybody wants to be a prophet. Everybody wants to be an evangelist. Everybody wants to be, amen, glory to God, a preacher. Everybody wants to be an apostle. Everybody wants to have a pulpit, but nobody wants to pray. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. Prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door. So don't you want to pray so he can unlock them doors so you can go in and get somebody else saved? It ain't always about you and me and you know, your four and your no more. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's about him, hallelujah, lifting up his name, hallelujah, and praising his name on high, because I love to praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. I love to see what he's saying. I like to sit sometimes and soak and say, okay, Lord, what are you saying? Is this what you're saying and how you're saying it, Lord? I want to hear it, glory to God. That's called one-on-one communication. That people don't want to spend that time with him. Glory to God. They always think they got to be busy with the phone. Oh, I'm going to miss something. Hallelujah. I'm going to miss something on social media. Hallelujah. I know. Let me look and see what they're doing. Hallelujah. And who said what? Glory to God. But in this season, hallelujah, we got to be a people who pray, hallelujah, like never before, huh? Now, how many have prayed for the people, amen, while the fires have just destroyed their homes? Have you prayed for those people, hallelujah? You know, have you prayed for some other things? You know, people have had bus accidents and people have got killed and different stuff. Have you prayed for those things and those families? Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, that's what he's calling us to. Hallelujah. He's calling us a people of prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, anybody that can do this for me, I want to give them what I can give them. Hallelujah. I want to give it all because I believe. Are you a believer on today? Hallelujah. Do you believe, hallelujah, in the word? Hallelujah. He said, for God so loved the world. Hallelujah. That means he loves you and he loves me. Hallelujah. He loved the whole world. He don't love just a couple of people. He loved the whole world. Hallelujah. That means, hallelujah, those, hallelujah, who are sinners, hallelujah, he loved them also just because we, hallelujah, have came into knowing who he really, really is, hallelujah. That don't mean that he don't love, hallelujah, those that sin, and hallelujah, because we all have sinned and fell short. Oh, good God Almighty, out of his glory, hallelujah, glory to God. He loves us all, hallelujah. So can you, hallelujah, glory to God, give him your all, hallelujah. Now, let me ask you a question, hallelujah. I know some of you can answer that in your home. Oh, when you get ready to go to church, hallelujah. You know, hallelujah, you reach back. Okay, hold up. Let me see. I got $2 over here, and I got 10 over here, and this 20 I got stuck back just in case I go to a special, and I'm going to hold that one. And I'm going to, look, the 10 and the 5, I'm going to definitely keep them, you know, and that way I won't have to get no more money. I'm just going to hold on to them. And you know what? I'm going to give him $2. Well, guess what? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then you get your $2 back. So much is given, much is required. We are people nowadays think that we don't have to sow, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you. We don't have to give, hallelujah. Thinking we don't have to do none of that, glory to God, my God, hallelujah. But that's just not so, hallelujah. You know, this person, amen, glory to God, this is a little testimony. They sold in my ministry, hallelujah. They did, and they gave me, hallelujah, quite a bit, hallelujah, glory to God. And you know, there was someone who had been owing them for money, I think it was about 2 years. Once they dropped the amount of money to me, guess what happened, hallelujah? They called them up and told them, you know what, I've been owing you a long time. Will you come and get it? The same that they gave me was the same amount, hallelujah, that the person owed them. So really, they got it back and didn't do nothing. That's the type of God that we serve. Glory to God. So you got to be careful, hallelujah, how you spend your money, hallelujah. Make sure that you're sowing in this season. Now, we are people who give, hallelujah. You know, people say, well, you know what, I don't have anything to give, hallelujah. Yes, you do, hallelujah. You can give people the word sometimes, but sometimes you got to come out your pocket. Glory to God, hallelujah. We are people that say, well, you know what, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to this sale and, you know, I'm going to get me this TV, a 65-inch TV and whatever, 75-inch TV, 70-inch TVs and all this. I'm getting all that, glory to God. But have you sold in the ministry? Hallelujah. You know, JoJo wants a big truck that goes, rah, rah. Okay, hey, come on now. It's okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah, it's okay. JoJo probably won't play with it for one day. But anyway, so make sure you're sowing your seeds on good ground. I'm serious. Sow them on good ground and watch God grow them. Hallelujah. This wasn't a message, but you know, this is all, it all fits together. Hallelujah. For someone who, think about it, who loved us so much. Amen. He loved the world and he gave his only son. Then I can give him a, you know, amen, hallelujah, an offering, a big offering, glory to God. I want to do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't take all your money Black Friday shopping. Hallelujah. Drop your money in the ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me help you with that. Hallelujah. I'm going to help you with all that and at the end. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you now, drop it in a ministry that you know, hallelujah, that you have been blessed by. Hallelujah. That wasn't, amen, my message, but that's okay. Hallelujah. Like I said, we're going to talk about it until Jesus come home. Call me home. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's okay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you got to learn how to believe. You know, doubt and unbelief don't work together. Hallelujah. They say, whosoever believeth. You know, can you believe that this word is truth? Can you believe that he did give his son? Can you believe, hallelujah, that his son died on the cross for us? Do you actually believe that? I know you hear this sermon over and over and over again, but do you really and truly believe that? Glory to God. Sometimes you can say, well, you know what? Yeah, I believe. You don't believe, because if you believe, you would do better. You know, some people say that, yeah, I believe. If you believe, then you would do better. Hallelujah. Because you would know that he's coming back. Hallelujah. For a church without spot or wrinkles. And that means he's coming back for me. He's coming back for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And don't let him catch you with your work undone. I told you, hallelujah, to go over there. Hallelujah. And this is what I want you to do in that ministry. So don't let him catch you with your work undone. Done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Make sure that you're fulfilling his will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you don't know, ask him. He will tell you. And if you say, I can't hear from him, then let me help you out with that. Hallelujah. You can go on Prophetess, amen, Apostle Yvonne Rouse page on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm sending you over there. Hallelujah. And they will help you, glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know the Bible said don't go before the prophet without giving an amen, without an offering, glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to make sure. Don't go before them without an offering, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God wants to bless his people so in these seasons, but every time you turn around, they're holding up and holding back on him. And they say, well, you know what, Lord, I've been asking this about 30 years ago, and Lord, you know what, it just ain't happening. I just ain't getting nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, let me help you out with something. All in due season. Hallelujah. He will provide in due season. Hallelujah. I remember, hallelujah, and I give testimonies because, we're overcomers by our testimonies. Hallelujah. Because, you know, he is good and his mercy endure forever. Glory to God. You know, I said, well, you know what? I like those purses. They are really, really nice. They are really nice. Hallelujah. And they said, Barman, amen. I might be saying it wrong, but charge it to my head because God is still working on my heart. Bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. And I said I wanted one. Glory to God. I said I would love one of those purses. What do you know? Amen. Someone bought me, amen, that purse. Hallelujah. And they bought a wallet to go with it. I never expected the wallet. Glory to God. I know I wanted the purse, but that ain't what I wanted to pay for a purse. Glory to God. But he did. He blessed me with it. He laid me on someone's heart. And they gave me the purse and the wallet. Glory to God. So you see, that's the type of God we serve. Don't you know, hallelujah, glory to God. If you walk by faith and not by sight, hallelujah, although I was seeing it, hallelujah, but I never bought it. Glory to God. He laid it on someone's heart to give it to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's the type of God that we serve. He'll always give it back. You know, I give testimonies because I'm telling you, if you do right, my mom and dad always say, if you do right, right will follow you. Glory to God. But if you do wrong, that's going to follow you too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. I remember this person that came and they told me, you know what? Hallelujah. We pulled up. Amen, to this restaurant, you know, in the drive-thru, and we were getting ready to, we ordered some food, and when I got ready up there, got ready to pay for it, she said, you know, it's already paid for, and the girl said, huh? She said, what, huh? And she said, it's already paid for. Said, the car ahead of you already paid for. See, the left hand ain't got to let you, don't let your left hand know what your right hand doing. See, they paid for it, and they drove on off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They didn't wave their hand out the window and say, you know what, I paid for your lunch. You ought to be thankful. Glory to God. They just drove on off, and the girl told them, see, that's the type of God that we serve. Hallelujah. My God, my God. If you got a giving heart, hallelujah, then by all means, you give. Hallelujah. Don't let no one tell you, hallelujah, God will lay on your heart what to give. And he ain't going to ask you for nothing that you ain't got. Hallelujah. If you ain't got it, he ain't going to ask for it. Glory to God. That's the type of God that we serve. When you believe, you ain't going to perish. You're going to have everlasting life. Glory to God. You know he's married to the backsliders. Hallelujah. And we pray, hallelujah, when you pray in your prayer time, pray that they will come back to the Lord. Turn around and make a quick turnaround and come back to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And begin to serve him. You know, just don't always want to pray for your foe and your no more. Hallelujah. Pray for the people in the world. Find out some of the things that were going on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And pray for those people. Hallelujah. Pray. I hear the Lord saying, pray for the babies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because as I saw during the summer, hallelujah, there were a lot of little young children passing. Hallelujah. Leaving them in hot cars. And there's a lot of them getting killed, or, you know, with this gun war, different things. So just pray. pray for these people, hallelujah, that they will be more cautious of what's going on, hallelujah, and not so much cautious as what the world system is doing. Hallelujah, glory to God. Don't get caught up. He loved us so much. Hallelujah. When Jesus died on the cross, he brought us back from the curse of the law. Good God Almighty. Now we can go to the Father. Hallelujah, glory to God. We have an advocate. Hallelujah. When we know not what to pray, and we don't know not what to say. Hallelujah, glory to God. There's one that's making intercession for us. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, oh hallelujah, how you gave your son. We won't perish, but we'll have everlasting life. We'll have a seat, hallelujah, in heaven. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. You know, no one can do what he did. Hallelujah. We are people can't. You can't do what he did. Hallelujah. You can't do it. But when you give your children to the Lord, then what you need to do, I hear him saying, back off and let me handle it. He said, I got it. So let him handle it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. There's someone who keep at it. Well, you know you need to go to church. Well, you need to know you need to serve the Lord. Well, you know you need to and you know you need to. He said, back off. Hallelujah. If you've given them to me, back off and let me do my work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've seen him work over and over, time and time again. He ain't falling short. As we falling short, do you actually believe that he will do it? Hallelujah. He don't need no help from you or me. Glory to God. I say again, he said, back off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, you know, I see them sometimes, hallelujah. I don't know who this is for, but amen, glory to God. I see them, hallelujah. They're reading the Bible, hallelujah, at night, and you don't even know that they're reading it, glory to God, just because they ain't telling you what they're doing, hallelujah. But they're reading that word, and don't you know, sooner or later, that Holy Ghost power's going to get a hold of them. Good God Almighty, my God, my God. And it's going to lead them in the right direction, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. So just back off. Hallelujah. And let God be God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. He hadn't forgot. He hadn't forgot me. He hadn't forgot you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. My God. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and pray. Hallelujah. Right now for the children. I hear him saying praying for the children of parents. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And in this season. Hallelujah. That they will make a quick turnaround to the Lord. Oh, my God. Parents, give your children to the Lord and let him work. Hallelujah. Because he's a God. Hallelujah. That owns everything. So he can work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to cover the children as they come and as they go, Lord, in the name of Jesus. No hurt, no harm, Lord, you'll come to them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that they need, Lord God, is in you. Everything that they desire, Lord God, should be in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to cover them, Lord, as they go, as they come. Order their steps, Lord God, in the right direction in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we send every trick of the enemy back into the pit from which it come, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you gave your only son so that they wouldn't perish but have everlasting life, God, to him that believeth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to stir up the gifts that's on the inside of them, Lord God, so they will come boldly before your throne room, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and repent and ask you, Lord God, oh hallelujah, forgiveness, Lord God. They will lay down at your feet, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. Father God, we pray, Lord, for the parents, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to let them go, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them go, Lord, but pray for them daily, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we lift you up. We magnify your name on high because we know nothing is too hard for our God. In the name of Jesus, we know, Lord, in your word, every word is yea and amen, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we give you the highest praise, oh Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that everything that we need is in you, Lord God. Everything that we desire, healing is in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Healing is in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You can heal the brokenhearted. You can make the lame walk. You can make blinded eyes come open, Lord God. You can drop the scales off their eyes so they can see you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for a season that you're calling us back to prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You said man ought always pray and not faint. In the name of Jesus, you said effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. As we began to pray and lift up the name of Jesus, we magnify you on high in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for those, Lord God, who are having headaches, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and they don't know which way to go. Their headaches are so bad in the name of Jesus. You have to lay in a dark room, but God is the light of the world. Let your light shine. You won't have to lay in not another dark room in the name of Jesus. The light will not hurt you in the mighty name of Jesus. He's healing you right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is the healer, and nothing catches him by surprise in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we speak, Lord God, to those sinuses, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. No pressure between the eyes, no pressure between the nose, in the mighty name of Jesus. We say dry up and clear up right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nothing is too hard for our God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you believe, there ain't nothing God can't do. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve a righteous God. Hallelujah. He gave his only begotten son. Yeah, Lord. Oh, glory to God. He gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just learn. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I keep hearing say, leave those children alone. Hallelujah. Every time you go near them, you need to say, leave them alone. If you say, Lord, they're yours. Hallelujah. Don't do like I did, forget the birthdays and all. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, but give them to him. Hallelujah. He's the on-time God. Ain't nothing he can't do. Glory to God. But in other words, if you believe that he can do it, then where are you staying on the case 24/7? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you believe, then guess what? Glory to God. You can stand in the gap for me. Continue to pray for them. Glory to God. And watch what God do. Amen. Glory to God. He is an awesome, awesome, awesome God. Hallelujah. It ain't nothing he can't do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Yes, praise and praise him. Hallelujah. For giving his son, because we wouldn't be here. Hallelujah. There's no telling, hallelujah, what would happen. Hallelujah. If he had not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We'll be still drowning in our sin. We'll be still, hallelujah, under the law, hallelujah, glory to God, not under his mercy and his grace. Oh, thank you, Lord, glory to God for your mercy and your grace, Lord. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah, amen, glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now with the announcements. I didn't give them at the beginning. I'm going to tell you now, if you missed it, hallelujah, if you missed it, hallelujah, Elder Bertha asked you, faith come by hearing. Elder give a good word every time. She be on fire. She be on point. If you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. The show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to go back and listen because it was a powerful message. Hallelujah. And then you move on down. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. This Prophetic Quantum Ministries, the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to make sure you tell your neighbor, tell your friends, and tune in. And if they miss it, tell them they can go back and hear it on demand. Now, the lines are open for prayer. Hallelujah. It takes up to 50 callers. So if you want prayer, come on in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then next, you will be hearing is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, Minister Elaine Jackson at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. But hold up. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. The author is in the house. Minister Elaine has just published her first book. Hallelujah. You can go on Amazon. It's only $1.29. So I want you to go on, like I told you, see, while y'all doing Black Friday, you know Amazon is open to Black Friday also. While y'all ordering online, you can go ahead. That'll be cheap. You know, you can get JoJo one. You can get Betty Sue one. You know, you can get all of them. You can get Sam one. You can get Clorabelle one, you know. Amen. You can give all of them. Look, that'll be cheap. Add it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can give all of them a book. Glory to God. So I encourage you to go over and purchase her book. Hallelujah. The Healing Hearts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's an awesome, awesome book. So go over and purchase it all for $1.29. You can buy 20. And you know what? Guess what? You'll be blessed. Hallelujah. And they will too. Glory to God. And you say, okay, I did good this time. I spent less than $20 on gifts this time. That's good. Go on over. Amazon doing Black Friday also, so you can go on over and get yours. Amen. Hallelujah. Then if you move on up, I call them the Wow Hallelujah Terminators. Glory to God. None other than Apostle and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God. Apostle Devon Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God. It comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to make sure you tune in. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, I always say a marriage counselor, glory to God, because guess what? They are, and they can counsel you if you need it. Huh? You know, sometimes marriages get, well, you know, they need some help, hallelujah. Well, these doors is open, hallelujah, and I know these two right here can help you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So whatever you need, a spiritual counselor, whatever it may need, hit them up on Facebook. Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them, and they will get back with you, guaranteed. And then I want to encourage you to partner with us. You will receive many perks all the way from Monday all the way down through the week. Hallelujah. You'll get inspiration. Glory to God. It don't quit. Hallelujah. God ain't sleep. Hallelujah. He never sleeps and he don't slumber. So guess what? The word don't sleep in it. It don't slumber. Glory to God. It will do that it set out to do. But you have to become a partner in order to get all this. Amen. The extras. Glory to God. I call it. Hallelujah. We only ask for $25 or more to come on and be a partner and join and be blessed. And I want to encourage you. If these ministries, no, not you. These ministries have been a blessing to you. Because some of you I see come on, amen, every week after week, you know, amen, sow into them. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, sometimes people don't sow. They just say, well, you know, I was on. Yeah, Lord, I heard you. I guess that's not reasonable service. You know, I don't have to sow. But I'm telling you to sow in any of the ministries. Hallelujah, glory to God. They have been a blessing to you. Come on and sow and watch what God do. Because you know what? If you don't release nothing out, then nothing will come in. Glory to God. If you're always holding on tight. But you'll go, amen, hallelujah. And, okay, you know, I got to get this Versace and Susan Lucci and Sakuchis and all this kind of different stuff you buy. And, you know, they got all these different fragrances now and all this different stuff. Hallelujah. But invest in something, amen. Invest in the word. Now you can't buy it, but you can invest in the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he is an awesome God and he is worthy to be praised. Well, amen, hallelujah. I have enjoyed this road, hallelujah. You know, next week, hallelujah, everybody be, you know, trimming the turkeys and trimming the trees and getting ready for the the dressing and all that. They Thanksgiving and Christmas, they put them all in together now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And go ahead. Oh, I want the smoked turkey, and I want the, I'm going to do the fried turkey. Hallelujah. But where's Jesus in all this? Glory to God. Well, you know what? I'm going to take this money here, and I'm going to sow into somebody's ministry. Amen. And then whatever left in, if I have, I'll go and buy the turkey. Don't you know when you go, hallelujah, he may give you the turkey free, baby. Let me help you out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's okay to eat. I'm not telling you to stop, but just be careful. Hallelujah. That you don't go and do all this, and then you don't give him nothing. Hallelujah. Because you know nothing from nothing leaves what? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and close us out. Hallelujah now. But don't forget to go over and listen to that Ministry Lane coming up next. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and have a happy Thanksgiving, and we will see you back here on next Sunday.